Title: Swing Old School DNB Impact for Warm Tape Style Grit in Ableton Lev 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper old school jungle drum and bass impact in Ableton Lev 12. Not just a random boom or a generic EDM whoosh, we're going for something that swings, hits hard, and has that warm, tapish grit that feels like it belongs next to shuffled hats, ghost snares, and crunchy breaks. We are doing this with stock Ableton devices, and the end goal is simple: you'll have a reusable little impact setup you can drag into any DNB project. Here's the idea. A great DNB impact is a mini moment with four jobs. 1. Tension rising into the drop. 2. A clean, punchy hit on the downbeat. 3. Character, like saturation and a tiny bit of wobble or smear. And 4. Groove, because old school energy is rarely dead straight. We'll build it in two parts. Part 1 is a riser layer, about 1 to 2 bars long. It's noise, but with filter movement and a rhythmic chop that swings. Part 2 is the impact hit itself, made from 3 layers: a click for clarity, a mid-thwack for punch, and a tight mono sub drop for weight. Step 1. Set the vibe and the swing. Set your project tempo to around 172 to 175 BPM. Classic rolling territory. If you're not sure, just pick 174 and move on. Now open the groove pool. In Live, it's on the left panel. Search for something like Swing 16 or MPC 16 Swing. Grab a subtle one, and as a starting point, aim for around 55 to 60% swing. Important: we're mainly going to apply this groove to the riser rhythm layer, not the main impact hit. The impact should usually land dead on the grid so the drop feels solid. The riser is where we can get cheeky with shuffle. Step 2. Create the riser. Noise plus rhythm plus movement. Create an audio track. Audio is easiest here. Drop in a noise sample. White noise is fine. Vinyl noise is even better. If you don't have anything, you can literally record some room tone and shape it with EQ and filtering. Now build a simple device chain. First, auto filter. Set it to lupus. Use a 24 dB slope. Resonance around 20 to 35%. And start your cutoff fairly closed, around 200 to 400 Hz. By the end of the riser, we'll open it up somewhere around 7 to 12 kHz. Second, add saturator after that. Set the mode to analog clip for that tapish grit foundation. Drive around 3 to 7 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you don't get tricked by loudness. If it sounds better but it's also way louder, that's not better, that's just louder. Third, add utility at the end just for gain control and quick level matching. Now for the jungle trick, rhythmic gating that swings. Add auto pan after saturator. And we're not using it to pan. We're using it like a gate. Set amount to 100%. Set phase to 0 degrees. That gives you hard on off. Set the shape to square. Turn sync on. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Try 1/16 first for a faster chatter. Now you'll hear the noise chopping in time, but right now it's probably too robotic. This is where groove comes in. Create a 1-bar audio clip loop of your noise. Make sure warp is on so it locks to tempo. In the clip view, assign your swing groove to that clip. Set groove amount somewhere between 40 and 80%. Now the gate pattern feels shuffled instead of straight, which instantly reads more jungle and less EDM. Coach tip: if it still feels like a stutter instead of a shuffle, don't only change the swing percentage. Also adjust the auto pan offset. Offset moves the gate relative to the grid, and that can change the feel dramatically. Another trick is nudging the clip start a tiny bit, just a few milliseconds. And in the groove pool settings, try using more timing and velocity and keep random low so it stays tight but swung. Now add movement with automation over 1 to 2 bars. Automate the auto filter cutoff rising from closed to open. Automate resonance to creep up slightly near the end for urgency. Automate saturator drive up just a touch, like plus 1 or 2 dB, right before the hit. And a fun optional move: automate auto pan rate so it accelerates, like 1/16 to 1/8 in the last half bar. That makes the energy feel like it's tipping forward into the drop. One more important cleanup: keep low end out of the riser. Put an EQ8 on the riser if needed and high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. If your riser has subs, it'll fog the transition and steal weight from the actual impact. Step 3. Build the impact hit. 3 layers. We'll do this on 3 tracks, then group them. First layer: the transient click. This is what cuts through on small speakers and busy drops. Find a short click, rim edge, stick click, a tiny Foley snap, or a super short hat. Trim it so it's very short, like 10 to 30 milliseconds of tail. We want tick, not TSSS. At EQ8, high pass aggressively around 1 to 3 kHz. We don't want any low junk in the click. If it needs more bite, add a small boost around 4 to 8 kHz, then add drum bass, drive around 5 to 15%. Turn transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30. Keep boom off. This layer is not allowed to have low end. Think of this layer as the needle. Without it, your impact can disappear the moment the drop drums and bass arrive. Second layer, the mid thwack. This is the punch in the chest. Use a short tom, a snare tail, a metal hit, or even a filtered break hit. Something with character is good here. At EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, because the sub drop will own the real low end. If it needs more chest, gently boost around 150 to 250 Hz. But be careful, that's also snare territory in DNB, so don't make your impact fight the snare. Add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on. Optionally add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And here's a sneaky punch trick if it feels weak. Put glue compressor only on this mid layer and use a slower attack, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the initial spike passes through. That can make it feel bigger without actually turning it up. Third layer, the sub drop. Tight DNB weight, not flabby. Create a MIDI track with operator. Oscillator are set to sign. Turn on pitch envelope. Set amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 36 semitones. Set decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds. That gives you that classic dupe dive at the start. Then set the amp envelope. Attack 0. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain basically off. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. After operator, add saturator, but be gentle. 1 to 3 dB drive. Add EQ8 and low pass around 120 to 180 Hz so the sub stays pure. Then utility. Turn bass mono on and set width to 0%. Sub should be mono. Always. If you want dirt, do it higher up. And quick musical option. Tune the sub drop to your track. If your tune is in F, try setting the sub around F, like 43.65 Hz, or F1, like 87.31 Hz, depending on your vibe and how deep your track sits. This is subtle, but it makes the impact feel like it belongs in the song instead of pasted on top. Step 4, make it warm and tape gritty with group processing. Select the click, thwack, and sub tracks, and group them. Name it Impact Bus. Now on the Impact Bus, we'll add a simple stock chain that glues it together. First, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 20%. Crunch around 5 to 15% for upper grit. Boom at 0 to maybe 10%, but be careful. Boom gets flabby fast. Use damp to keep it from being painfully bright. Second, saturator. Mode, warmth or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Optional. Enable color and aim it around 1.5 to 3 kHz for presence if the hit needs to speak more. Third, echo, but we're not doing an obvious delay. Set time to 1/32 or 1/16 synced. Feedback 5 to 12%. Dry slash wet 3 to 8%. Roll off the low end in the echo filters. This gives a tiny slap smear that feels like tapeish thickness without sounding like a delay effect. Fourth, hybrid reverb. Choose a small room or tight ambience. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Dry slash wet 3 to 10%. And high pass the reverb input around 200 to 400 Hz so the reverb doesn't mess with the low end. DNB impacts should feel big, but they must stay out of the way of the drop. Long reverb tails are the enemy here. Extra beginner safety move. Put a limiter at the end of the impact bus while designing. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. You only want 1 to 3 dB of reduction on the loudest hit. This keeps you from accidentally clipping while you audition saturation and bus processing. You can always remove it later. Now do the quick system checks. Mono check. Temporarily set utility width to 0% on the impact bus. If the impact collapses badly, your mid layer is probably too wide or facey. Low volume check. Turn your listening level down. If the impact disappears, your click layer needs more presence around 4 to 8 kHz, or it's too soft. And level check. Bypass your bus processing and match the output level before you decide it's better. Loudness lies. Step 5. Place it in a real DNB arrangement. Here's a classic template. Two bars before the drop. Bring in the noise riser with the filter mostly closed. In the last bar, open the filter more and maybe increase the chop energy by adjusting the auto pan rate or the groove amount. In the last half bar, you can add an optional pre-hit, like a reversed snare tail, just to pull the ear forward. Then on the downbeat of the drop, the impact hits exactly on the one. Now, A really good trick for DNB punch, create a tiny pocket, sometimes even a 1/16 gap right after the impact, before the full drum slam makes the hit feel louder and the drop feel bigger. It's like your ear gets a breath, then gets punched. Also, keep the impact from stealing the downbeat. Huge but short is the goal. Put a small fade out on the impact bus audio, like 20 to 80 milliseconds, so it doesn't mask the first kick or snare. If your drop feels smaller after adding an impact, it's almost always because your impact tail is too long, too wide, or too reverby. Optional upgrades if you want more old-school drama. Try a two-stage impact. Put a pre-hit 1/16 or 1/8 before the main hit. The pre-hit is mostly the mid-thwack with a tiny click. The main hit is the full stack including the sub. That warning crack into the real slam is pure rave language. Try call and response riser swing. Duplicate the riser. One gates at 1/16, then other at 1/8. Pan them just slightly apart, nothing crazy. Then automate which one is louder every half bar, so it feels performed rather than looped. Try break-driven crunch. Layer a tiny slice of a break like 20 to 80 milliseconds, high-passed, inside the impact. Blend it quietly. It adds that sample-era fingerprint without turning into an actual drum hit. Try DIY tape wobble without plugins. On the riser, add chorus ensemble in chorus mode. Keep amount super low, like 5-15%, and rate slow, around 0.2-0.6 Hz. If you can clearly hear chorus, it's too much. You just want instability.